Sunday night Dvar Halacha. Hey, we know that dam, blood, is also to eat from an animal, dam from an animal. What about dam adam, blood from a person? So the din is that midiraisa, dam adam, blood from a person, is mutter, but midirabbonon, it's also. Now, but Rabbanon, since it's only midrabbanon, and they assert it because of Marasayan, it could look like you're drinking blood. So, for example, if someone's gums are bleeding, that the dam, so if someone's eating something, and dam from, let's say, his gums goes on to what he's eating, then he's not allowed to eat it. That's already, it was poresh from the person, and he has to wash off what he's eating, or if it's bread, let's say, he cuts it away, and then he can eat it. But if it's not poresh, if it's in his mouth still, it's in his gums, then it's okay to, you know, be motzeit, like suck it, and he's even allowed to swallow it. He doesn't have to spit it out. Since it wasn't poresh from the person, so the Rabbanon did not ask of that circumstance. The question is, the poskim argue about if someone's finger is bleeding, you want to like suck out the blood, what about that? Do you have to spit it out or not? That's a shaila. Is the nekuda of the case with the gums, because it was never nikar, it's not seen, it's not nikar, so that's why Rabbanan didn't answer it? Or is the reason because it clearly is from the person, since it wasn't poresh mimenu? So is that the nekuda of the reason? And the difference is the blood on the etzma, where it's clearly from the person, but on the other hand, it's nikar that he's drinking, or he's tasting, he's drinking, he's consuming the dam, and therefore that's a shaila in the poskim. And the bottom line is that you can suck it out from a wound, and we're not choishish that you'll swallow it, but you do have to spit it out and not swallow it.